and welcome to Southern Macabre. I'm Erin, and I am so glad you're joining me for Paranormal Wednesday. Today's episode is a story my husband has told for years, much longer than we've been together. I'm going to do my best to describe this place to you, but since I can't do it justice, there will be links to pictures and video tours. But honestly, this place is so nice. I think to truly appreciate it, you need to go there and visit it in person. Now, I think most of us interested in the paranormal are also interested in the history of the place that is supposed to be haunted. If you're not into history, then you'll just have to bear with me for a few minutes while I entertain those who are. Don't skip, because I'll also be describing the palace in as much detail as I can. You see, once a house has reached 52 rooms, it's no longer a house. It is a palace, a lavish abode the average millionaire can't even afford. Major William Dooley, a millionaire lawyer and financial genius, was an executive with the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad Company. He and his wife, Sally, had a home built near Richmond in 1886 that combined Romanesque and Queen Anne architecture. That home, a 12,000-square-foot, 33-room mansion, was named Maymont, and it is open for tours in 2022. But you do have to schedule the tour. Maymont was one of the first homes in the area to have central heat, indoor plumbing, telephone service, and an elevator in the 1890s. Around 1904, the childless Dooleys decided to build a summer home somewhere quieter than Richmond. Major Dooley purchased land on Afton Mountain and began building the palace that would be Swannanoa. Swannanoa is an Italian Renaissance Revival-style mansion completed in 1912. It reportedly took 300 artisans 8 years to build the structure, with Georgian marble imported straight from Italy, a 4,000-piece hand-painted Tiffany window crafted in Miss Sally's likeness, and terraced gardens. It cost Mr. Dooley $1 million back then to build the elaborate palace. Today, it could cost as much as $50 million. Miss Sally named the estate for a Native American tribe of the same name. It means land of beauty, which is certainly fitting of the palace as well as the area it dominates. Swannanoa is 21,215 square feet with 12 bedrooms, 7 full baths, and 2 half baths. There are 52 rooms in total. The taxes run about $22,000 every year, in case you were wondering. This means their vacation home was nearly twice the size of their regular home, and certainly more lavish than your standard mansion. Not only is the exterior marble, but so are the walls, floors, and fireplaces. The red marble is my favorite, as I imagine it must have been Miss Sally's. She adored swans, so you will find them throughout the house and garden as well. Her swan bed was moved from Swannanoa after she passed away and was put at Maymont. So if you want to see that, you'll have to go to Richmond. In addition to all of this, the home had electricity and air conditioning in 1912. These things were unheard of in this area at that time. Most people in the area were lucky to have indoor plumbing and not require shoes and a flashlight to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. The Dooleys had their own power plant on site. There was also an elevator and a dumbwaiter used to bring food from the kitchen in the basement up to the first floor. The Dooleys were extremely generous, and upon their deaths, Maymont was given to the city of Richmond to be used as a museum. $3 million was donated to an orphanage, and when Miss Sally passed, she donated enough money to build the Richmond City Library in her husband's memory. Swannanoa wasn't made into a museum like Maymont, probably because it was so secluded. Several attempts were made to turn it into a country club, but those plans were dashed when the Great Depression struck the area. There is a golf course there today, however. Also, in the 1920s, it said that the best moonshine you could get came from Swannanoa. A lot of government officials would actually go there claiming to golf, but instead they were drinking moonshine at the golf course. Swannanoa was bought by Dr. Walter Russell and his wife Lau in the early 1940s. 20 years of weather and vandals had all but ruined Swannanoa. The couple had visions that would not be deterred, however. Dr. Russell was a sculptor, painter, architect, composer, author, philosopher, and doctor of science. Lau was an author, philosopher, sculptor, and scientist. Together, they formed the University of Science and Philosophy, where Dr. Russell lectured that all knowledge should be self-discovered and not taught, the direct opposite of what was being done in the nation's schools and universities at that time. Dr. Russell's theories were very similar to the mysterious Illuminati's at that time. Dr. Russell's theories, and Lau referring to herself as an Illuminist, propelled rumors that Swannanoa was the new home of the Illuminati, a highly secretive group who has been orchestrating world events since 1776. There is no real evidence that the Illuminati exists, and definitely not that they bought a palace in the middle of rural Virginia. I do find it interesting that Dr. Russell and his wife made money off of a university that didn't have a single student attending it. They would go there to meditate and to pay money to these two, but there were no professors or anything like a legit university. To me, at least, it sounds more like a scam than a legitimate school that you would want to go to learn something. Swannanoa had fallen into serious disrepair by the 1990s, and lots of local teenagers would sneak up there for various reasons. I live too far away, as I said, so I'm not talking about myself. My husband and his friends thought it would be fun to get drunk and sneak up there between midnight and 1 a.m. with their lady friends. Don't worry, the statute of limitations for trespassing are certainly up, but my husband swears there weren't any signs around the property anyway. He told me that there was a tree beside the house, full of hanging cats and covered in weird symbols, which really freaked him and his friends out. He decided to steer clear of the house and just headed through the gardens with the girl he had taken up there hoping to scare. Apparently, he and his dumb friends thought terror would lead to cuddling. Anyway, near the woods, he found what looked like a grain silo made of marble. That's when he saw a faint blue light coming out of the woods. He said that he was just looking around, kind of on edge, because they were in the middle of nowhere, with an enormous, creepy castle looming over them. He tried to act tough for the girl's sake, but I know how that went. I go in haunted houses with him in October, and he always follows me in. It's hilarious to see this huge, burly guy hiding from people in monster costumes behind me. Back to our story. This is when he noticed a blue light. As his eyes focused, he realized it was a huge blue dog. So, of course, he ran. He ran past his friends and their lady friends. I think he abandoned his date back by the woods with the dog, and he hopped in the bed of the pickup truck. His friends, not knowing why he was running, piled in with him, and they all waited for someone to start the truck. It's a good thing the truck didn't start, or these five rednecks would have needed new britches. Needless to say, the girls were not happy, and the boys' plans for the evening were ruined thanks to the blue dog. When they went back, with new dates, because women are smarter, they saw a man in one of the windows. They asked around, but no one was living there at the time. Besides, he was wearing an old-fashioned suit and was somewhat transparent. So definitely not a new caretaker. A local paranormal group went to Swannanoa to conduct an investigation, but were scheduled to leave around midnight to avoid disturbing the current owners. They reportedly got pictures of apparitions and recordings of voices. You will find their article in the credits. Supposedly, Lau saw the ghost of her husband, Dr. Russell, and was even able to get pictures of him standing in front of her on old Polaroid film. Also, the current owner claims to have seen Miss Sally roaming the halls, but she prefers to stay on the third floor. That's where her rooms were when she stayed at the palace, and is where some say she passed. According to the current owner, she hated cats in life, and none of his will go near the third floor. If you are interested in haunted houses in Virginia, L.B. Taylor Jr. has written some outstanding books, including The Ghosts of Charlottesville and Lynchburg, where you can read more about Swannanoa. I have apparently read this story so many times that my copy opens straight to that page. I really hope that you enjoyed today's story. If you did, please like, follow, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also comment directly on southernmacabre.podbean.com. If you want to hear more stories, come back on Friday for True Crime Friday and Monday for Missing Person Monday. Next Wednesday, I will have a guest on the podcast. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Southern Macabre every week. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of the week, and I hope to talk to you again on Friday.